Hey, what up, boys? Welcome back to Steak and Eggs Overcooked, episode 103. Gonna give you full disclosure. It's so fucking hot in here, it's unbelievable. So we're running AC, because streaming is the hardest job on the entire planet. So bear with us if the audio is bad, and if not, let us know how good it is so the producers will just let us
have air conditioning. It feels so nice right now.
It feels insane, where it's like, the audio quality might be a little bit scuffed, so burn in hell, you fucking streamers. Today, we're doing something really fun. We're doing an anime tier list, because Asmund's been getting into Death Note lately, and he's been loving it, which gets me excited. So now we have a tier list of some of the best anime ever created, the top 300. We probably won't get them all. If you enjoy this list, let us know in a comment. Maybe we'll do a part two to do even more if we got more left over, which I'm going to keep it 100%. There's no way we're getting through all of this. There's a lot of anime on this earth.
Definitely not.
Yeah. I don't care. What are y'all's top three anime?
Top three?
Yeah. It's off the rip.
It's tough because I've been watching anime over a period of like, I want to say like 15 years.
Yeah.
So it's hard to compare something I watched a year ago to something I watched like recently. Cause like, you know, like when you're younger, it's different. But I'd probably say for me, like Mob Psycho, Code Geass, FMA Brotherhood. I know you have feelings about people, but I love that one when I watched it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of based off like the feeling. Oh, maybe Death Note would be up there too.
Yeah. Yeah. You're kind of like Mob.
I love Mob.
Yeah. What about you, Asmund?
Berserk.
Good one.
Ghost in the Shell.
Good one.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Which season?
1 and 2.
Dude, actually saying that you like 1 is a very bold take.
Not only is it a bold take, but it's actually the only correct take.
I think it's also very good. I feel like people who don't like it just don't get it. And it's also, it is the most important season for the actions that come after that.
I think it's my favorite.
Yeah, I'm part 5.
It's my favorite by far.
I love part 5. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that? Giorno Giovanna.
Not yet.
Holy fuck. Can I tell you what it's about?
I will get there. I will get there.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, it's so fucking good. Can I tell you a bad description of it?
I know kind of what's gonna happen.
Okay.
Yeah, I have an idea.
I won't say nothing.
So the first one we have here is Hell's Paradise, right?
No.
That's not Hell's Paradise?
No, that's Dororo.
Yeah, the thumbnails are very small for us. I said Techie will have to call out what they are.
Yeah, so I'm going to be calling out what animes they are because I said it's also terrible, but I recognize the majority.
I don't have the pictures.
The monitor's like 30,000 yards away, but the first one we're talking about is Dororo. Have y'all seen it?
I have not seen that one.
No.
One of my favorite animes of all time. My top 10.
Okay.
You will love it. 1,000,000%.
Why would I love it?
If you like Berserk, you'll like Dororo.
Okay.
It's very dark. It's very unsettling. It's very, it's a darker show. I don't want to give away anything. And when you think you know what's going to happen, the plot twist, and then you think you know what's going to happen again, and then the plot twist. And the ending is fan-fucking-tastic. The action is fantastic. It's pretty much a brief synopsis of this. There's an overlord of Japan. He sacrifices his unborn child to the gods to acquire more wealth in order to control more property in the world. And he thinks, fuck it, I'll curse my kid and then I'll just have another one. Fuck it.
Yeah.
So there's like this decrepit corpse that comes out of his mother's vagina.
Uh-huh.
And instead of casting it away, the mother just simply can't until the father forces him to. And then the kid has to, this decrepit, this all happens in the first 5 minutes. This decrepit husk of a creature has to fight the demons that have cursed his body in order to get his body back.
Does he win?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Right.
But the problem is,
probably.
A decrepit husk isn't really going to be able to fight anything. So he becomes a fully prosthetic puppet man.
Uh-huh.
And each time he kills a demon, he gets a part of his body back.
So it's Lies of P, the game or the anime?
Is that what they do with Lies of P?
Yeah, basically.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So like, but you gotta understand, like in this show, it's like when you get a body part back and you're experiencing it for the first time, really weird shit happens. And it's really good.
Is that part where he gets his dick back?
Well, maybe you gotta watch.
Okay.
Here's the best thing. It's also less than 30 episodes. So y'all could crank this shit out so quick. And also the intro is made by Queen Bee. who makes such good music, like from start to finish. There's not a single episode I don't like. There's not a wasted scene. All the combat is amazing. All the characters are amazing. And that shit made me cry at least 5 times. I would put that shit in God tier. Fuck off. I put that shit in God tier.
Okay, well, I haven't seen it.
So is it cool if I have control over the show that I've seen?
Do it.
Yeah, I mean, if only one person's seen it, I mean, it's only fair they get to decide.
Next up is Shield Hero. Y'all seen that?
No.
I've seen it, and I read the manga.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Well, like, I haven't read the whole manga. I stopped reading it.
I stopped at season one. Did you like it a lot?
I loved the first, like, I think this is like how most people felt. I loved the beginning and then I was just disappointed.
Yeah, I was the same. You know, it's a very good story. Guy gets accused of something horrible. Yeah. He writes that wrong.
Yeah, like a lot of people complained how it went from like a very interesting, like, not like isekai. It's not isekai, is it? I don't remember.
It's kind of isekai.
Yeah, but like, you know, like very cool setup for like a hero story in a fantasy world, and then it kind of just became like a harem. That wasn't even my problem with it, because like I kind of expected it.
I wonder if you have the same problem that I have.
But like, yeah, so the point of the show and the manga where I was just disappointed is when he comes back to talk to the girl who like fucked him over, and it's so like anticlimactic, and it's like, okay, well now that's over, and it's like, wasn't that like what the whole show was gonna be about? Him like redeeming himself and like proving it was a lie. And then it just became like a harem for these like children looking characters. I was like, okay.
That sounds like
I was just disappointed because like, so Asmund, like, so this show, they set it up like he was like gonna become you can correct me if I'm remembering wrong. He was like gonna become a hero. He was like in the court, and then this fucking bitch who he thinks is like his friend, she like goes behind his back and like tells lies about him that basically
she
gets him banished.
She says that he raped her.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah, like ruins his life. He gets kicked out. So you're like, oh, the whole story's going to be about him like proving himself, becoming a hero, like proving her
does
wrong.
Does he kill her?
Clearing his name.
You want me to tell you?
I think she does die, but it's so like anticlimactic.
She doesn't die.
But he doesn't get to kill her.
Yeah, she gets humiliated in public. Essentially, like put on display for just being humiliated.
Yeah, but like when it happened, it's so just like.
Yeah, it's bad. Very anticlimactic. My biggest issue with Shield Hero, and a lot of people don't talk about this, it makes me very angry, is a lot of shows do this and I have a problem with every show that does this. I don't like when the premise is, this guy is a Shield Hero. How is a hero going to win when they have no offense?
Oh yeah, that's
offense?
Another thing. They set it up like, oh, this guy's a Shield, how's he gonna fight? And then he just fights.
Yep. And so like that is on the first cover of the manga. How will a hero win with no offense?
Yeah,
and then
they basically came up with all these super interesting concepts that hadn't really been
Captain
done
America?
Before. And then,
exactly. But his isn't even unique. It's
well,
like,
well,
oh,
they were kind of setting it up like, oh, he's going to have to like form a party and then like he like defends them, or like he's going to have to be creative. But
exactly.
There's none of that.
None. Literally zero. He's like, okay, well, now he has offense. Yeah, I think it's dog shit. But I still think, I don't think it would be actual
I think it's
shit.
Okay.
I would think it's anywhere between
it's
mid and low
watchable.
Tier.
I agree.
You pick. What do you want? Mid or low?
I'd say it's mid, but only because Raftelli is a good character.
I agree. Raftelli is a great character.
If it didn't have Raftelli, it'd be low tier.
All right. Next up is Beastars. Y'all seen it?
I like Beastars.
Sounds like some furry shit.
It is some
Beastars
furry
shit. Is another thing that fell off and I got disappointed later.
You think so?
Yeah.
The anime?
I thought season two, because it's a similar thing where I thought that the show was going to focus on the relationship between the wolf and the rabbit, and just in general, the dynamics between the different species, and then it eventually just became like a fighting training anime, which I was like, okay, but I was more interested in like the social politics, I guess.
That's very interesting. I love this show.
I also hated the ending of the manga.
The manga?
Yeah.
I did not read the ending of the manga. I've always seen the anime. Because I think the ending of season two was like amazing.
I still liked season two. I just thought it wasn't as good as season one.
I preferred it because the story of, and I don't want to spoil this for Asmund, the story of the foot and succumbing to your weaknesses and the main character having to.
Oh no, I like Legoshi and Louis.
Legoshi.
Yeah.
But him having to be like, because I don't want to say it, him having to do the one thing he swore he wouldn't do.
No, that was good.
And then he because he does that, he was overcome.
I guess like I'll just say like past that point, the story becomes like entirely focused on him honing his skills as a fighter, and Haru like becomes like kind of irrelevant.
The bunny?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about Haru.
Really?
I did not give a single
fuck. I thought
fuck.
That she was like the main reason. It was interesting.
I liked the girl dog.
Well, for me, it was Louie, Legoshi, and Haru. I didn't really care about anyone else.
Yeah, I was strictly Louie and Legoshi.
I'd say it's high tier though. Still
good. Okay, yeah, I would go high or top tier.
Yeah,
I'll do high. I'm down. That's fair. Yeah, I love it. I would recommend that to anybody, especially if you're a furry. Next up is holy shit! I have no fucking idea what that image is. Let's go ahead and slap it in the haven't seen it. Oh, Fate Stay Night. Have you seen that?
I like Fate, but as a Fate fan, I think the franchise is dog shit.
You talking about the Fate Grand Order?
Yeah.
It's the same thing?
Yes, it is the same thing.
It's like, you know how there's like Pokemon Indigo, Pokemon Violet, Pokemon Diamond? It's like that, but it's like anime history people instead of Pokemon.
Yeah, it's like King Arthur and shit. No, I know. Yeah. Well, I know.
I'd say the original Fate, like Stay Night, Heaven's Feel, Bladeworks are all very good. Beyond that, there's a lot of dog shit. There's some good things, but a lot of and I think all Fate fans would agree.
Yeah.
That there's a lot of dog shit, but the core idea is very cool.
I haven't seen anything about Fate ever. Yeah, I have no idea.
My problem is I love the fight scenes of Fate, but there's not been a single season that's drawn me in, so I've dropped every single Fate experience in the first like 8 episodes. I just can't fucking do it, man. But some of the fights are super cool. I want to like Fate so it's like Gundam. I really want to like Fate. I really want to like Gundam, but I just fucking can't.
Fate is like Pokemon or Gundam, but with real people instead of creatures.
Yeah, you pick. Careful.
If it's Stay Night, yeah. I would say high tier.
Okay, cool. I trust you. Have y'all seen Dr. Stone?
I've seen it.
There is no way to watch this show.
We need to pick one that Asmund's seen.
The next one will be the one he's seen.
Okay. Dr. Stone.
Yeah.
I liked it.
That's it?
Yeah.
I feel like this is one of
I thought it was amazing, but I just kind of lost interest in it.
Yeah, I think it's one of the best edutainment shows I've ever seen.
I thought it was going to be darker based off the beginning, but it was still good.
Yeah, I never got that vibe at all. It was just like, really, this is going to be a happy show.
You didn't
show.
Get that vibe when they're like, it's the end of the world and everyone's fucking like fossilized and shit.
Yeah, I was just like, they'll be fine. Although I'm not going to let, when they unleashed the world's strongest high schooler, oh my God, Tsukasa is so cool. Oh my, the human gorilla, the strongest high schooler. Holy fuck, he's so cool. I love this show. I think the only thing that really sucks about this show is that it's very catchphrasey. And I find that shit really annoying.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the same shit over and over and over again. But other than that, it's actually one of my favorite mangas I've ever read.
I haven't read the manga.
I think the start is good. I feel like everything is good. There's almost no filler. And regardless of what people think, I think the ending was great. I think the people who don't like the ending just don't get the ending.
I didn't even know it was over.
Yeah, it's over. Oh. And I think it ended very well.
Okay.
Yeah, I would rate this in high tier for sure.
Okay, cool, I can agree with that.
Fuck yeah.
It's definitely better than Shield Heroes, so.
Let's do one that has been seen.
Vinland Saga?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've only seen like 5 episodes of it, so I won't rate it.
I've been through the first, almost the whole first season. I didn't finish it. I thought it was really good.
Okay.
I really liked it a lot.
What was the last thing that happened?
It was the episode, it was where they found the prince that had the helmet like Melania.
Oh, dude, he's so cool.
Yeah, that was it.
Holy
where Thorkel found him.
Yeah.
That was the guy, yeah.
I think this is the best anime ever created.
You think so? I think it's absolutely a top tier. I do.
Yeah, it's my number one ever. I've seen it for...
You think it's that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you'll get there because the thing with Vinland Saga is kind of the same thing as Odd Taxi, but way more gruesome, where it's like every episode they're laying a breadcrumb. And essentially what's going to happen is over the entirety of the first season, there's going to be a bunch of breadcrumbs left around. And it's going to lead to this impossible scenario. And they have to overcome this impossible scenario. What happens? I never would have expected. I think it's the best season one finale ever since probably Code Geass. Code Geass's first season finale was insane, as well as the ending was so goddamn good because it just leaves you bits and then you're like, how the fuck are they going to overcome it? And it's like, holy shit, they did that? And then season two is dealing with the actions of season one and there are people in Vinland Saga who die, I mean, I feel like that's pretty obvious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? And there is not a better portrayal, because I feel like the world is a very dark place. And I feel like this show demonstrates that so much. And even more so, the impact of a death of a very important one to you, how that feels, and overcoming the guilt and overcoming and processing the negative actions that the protagonists have done. Like, think about every show you've ever watched. And think about how many people that these characters have killed. Actually tell me how many times, 10 episodes past that, they're even talking about it anymore. They don't think about it. They don't talk about it. They don't care. They go, hee ha, everybody's dead. Fuck it.
Fuck them.
Yeah, straight up, fuck them. They're dead. Oh, well. This show's like, wow, these, you know, I killed a village before. I can't live with myself. Should I kill myself? They go to sleep. They're screaming in pain. It's just insane. I feel like it is the greatest anime for showing the consequences of living in such a cruel, dark world ever made. Tordfiend's the best main character. Askeladd is one of the greatest anti-heroes of all time. And Torkoal's just fucking awesome. And then you're going to love Snake.
Yeah.
You'll meet him eventually.
Okay.
You're going to fuck with Snake.
All right. Yeah. But yeah, I would say it'd be in God tier. I mean, if you think it's that good, I mean, I would agree with that. Yeah.
Fuck
I haven't seen the rest of it, but people told me that it gets better and it has only gotten better.
Yep. Oh, man. I hope you watch that shit. I mean, mm-hmm. You too. I really hope you watch that shit.
Yeah, I need to go back.
The fuck is that? Is that Yu-Gi-Oh! GX or is that a Gundam? Or is that Gurren Lagann? Ferret Force.
Oh, Fire Force. I haven't seen that.
Y'all seen that shit?
I haven't seen it. I heard it was good, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I heard it was good too. What's that next shit? Is that Dodo? Hey, Dodo? Or no?
I have no idea.
Dodo, hey, Dodo. Okay, Dodo, hey, Dodo. Okay, so essentially, it's about a man who's a lizard, and mm-hmm. there's a person who's living inside of him, and he doesn't know why that person's inside of him. And in order
did
to...
Did Jay just stick it in God tier?
it's really good. He has to put sorcerers in his mouth because he's trying to figure out who put this man inside of his body. He doesn't know why he's there. And that's pretty much the show. So it's a show about a lizard guy and his buddy who fight sorcerers, put them in their mouth, and it's incredibly strange. It's very, very strange. But it's a lot of fun. It's very short, and they also canceled it, so I don't think we're getting anything more, so it ends on a cliffhanger, which really fucking sucks. But I think it's good. I put it in top tier for sure. Really good. Season 2... next year. What the fuck? Okay, we're getting to season 2. Okay, fuck you. I'll put Dodo Hey Dodo in season 2. Or top tier for sure. Kaguya-sama Love is War.
I love Kaguya-sama Love is War.
Do you remember? I actually sent you a clip the other day.
Oh yeah, I did the Chica dance on that other show we had.
You ever seen the Chica dance?
What?
You never seen the Chica dance? Yeah,
no.
there's a very famous dance from Kaguya-sama Love is War that Emmy has memorized like the entire thing.
Oh my God.
I haven't memorized the entire thing, just the first like 30 seconds.
That's a long fucking time. What are your thoughts before I fucking go
I think
in?
It's I don't think I watched the whole thing, but I've read what was out, which I think was like 14 volumes or something when I read it. And it's one of the only things I've read that like I laughed almost every chapter
they
section
get comedy
or whatever. Yeah.
Really well.
It's really funny.
Did you get to the part with the stairs? The part with the stairs?
I feel like yes, but I don't remember. It's been a while. I read it like 3 years ago.
Okay. So I'll just say it. Despite all the happiness, there's a character that attempts at their own life. Did you get to that part?
I don't think so, no.
Oh my God, that shit fucked me up.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I'm not going to say whether it's a main or a side character, but a character does eventually attempt. I think this is one of the funniest shows ever.
I'd say it's top tier.
Yeah, Kaguya and Konosuba are two of my funniest. You put top tier, not God tier?
I just don't like it as much as some of the other shows
sure,
that I've
that's
liked.
That's fun. I think it is the best rom-com that I've ever read.
I can agree with that.
When I watched it, because it is like, okay, it's high schoolers dating each other. I never felt weird. Right?
Oh, true. They never had any weird fan service or anything.
Yeah, you weren't like, oh, this is weird.
Yeah.
But other than that, and I'm going to ignore the OVAs. In the OVAs, there's some weird shit. But for just the anime, it's like an actual, like a very wholesome, fun comedy. I would recommend it to anybody. I think it's so fucking funny.
Yeah, I think I'm just not a rom-com person, but if I was, maybe I'd put it in God tier.
Yeah. You ever seen GTO?
No.
Great teacher,
that's
Onizuka.
A car.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is called Great Teacher Onizuka. This was one of my first
models. Oh, this is one of the old original ones, yep. Right? This mm-hmm. is like one of the like Old Testament 90s animes, right? Yep. Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I've seen clips of it. It looked cool.
Yeah. No, it's really good. Some of the best music ever, like Driver's Eye is an amazing song. It's essentially just about a teacher who's ex...
Used to be a G.
Yeah, pretty much ex-Yakuza becomes a teacher. Yeah. And now whenever anybody fucks with the students... He takes care of his fucking kids, essentially. And there's also a lot of people don't know this, there's a prequel, which manga only, where it shows his journey with his friend who's a mechanic now, and their journey through like the gangster scene, the Yakuza scene. And I think it's actually even better than GTO. I think it's, you have to have respect for the show. A lot of shows have drawn inspiration from GTO, and I think it's one of the best of all time, but it's not as known, so I'll put it in top tier. Plus, it didn't age well. Mm-hmm. It has a lot of really weird shit. So I'll put it in top tier for sure. What the fuck is that? Oh, Afro Samurai. Y'all seen that shit?
I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen that shit either.
I remember seeing it on Adult Swim. I never really watched it.
Okay, yes, Sam. I had the exact same experience. Next we have Naruto. Naruto and Naruto Shippuden. We can bang it out.
I never watched Naruto. I just...
What?
I've just never had interest in getting into those super long shows.
Because it looks stupid in the run, and it's just like, what are you going to do?
No,
gonna,
for
really
me, it's not that.
Bullshit?
It's the same problem I had with One Piece until I finally watched the Netflix adaptation. I just see it, and I'm like, I know I'm never going to catch up, so why try? I didn't grow up on it.
Do you even know what it's about?
Ninjas. He's trying to become a... Hokage.
Hokage.
It's so much more than that. It's at a surface, it's about ninjas, but essentially it's about one kid's dreams of just being fit in and having, not feeling like an outcast, like kind of just trying to be accepted by people he looks up to. And, you know, it's a kid, a demon is put inside the kid. Kid had no choice of that. So now he has to live like a freak for no fucking reason because his dad put a demon inside of him. No ill intent.
Nice.
Sick.
Cool.
Surely you guys have at least seen the Chunin arc.
Nope.
You never seen the part where Rock Lee takes his training weights, drops them?
Nope. Oh, I know about that, but I haven't watched it.
I don't know anything about this show. I have no idea about it. Like, you have to keep in mind that, like, a lot of the anime that came out in, like, the late 2000s, early 2010s,
yeah.
I don't know anything about it because at that point I had decided that I was going to play World of Warcraft for the rest of my life and all other media was useless besides Lord of the Rings.
Dude, I ripped my homie's nutsack open because of Naruto.
Yeah, how'd you do that?
Oh my God, dude, we used to RP fight as the characters.
We've heard this story like six times.
Yeah, you remember this?
Yeah, I was thinking about because you ripped the ball. Yeah.
Because I pushed him against the laundry machine, his nutsack ripped open.
Yeah. Oh my God. You know what's crazy is every time I've heard this story, I for some reason don't remember exactly what happened that like caused it because I always like, I choose not to think about it.
Was it like a pinata?
Ew.
It was a loot pinata that drops from his testicles. Naruto for the Chunin exam is so peak. The Drunk Lee Gaara fight for Kimimaro, really good. Everything up into the pain arc is incredible. And I think because I did not have respect for Naruto Shippuden. And then we had a previous podcast, which, oh man, that was such a good fucking podcast. Y'all got me to watch Naruto Shippuden, so I started reading it. I got up to the pain arc. I'm going to continue too. And I think the reveal of what happens between Sasuke and Itachi has led to some of the greatest anime music videos being made of all time. Holy shit. What a fucking moment when Sasuke understands and Itachi pokes him in the fucking forehead. Holy shit, that show is so good. I think Naruto is the second best shonen out of the big three because it's One Piece, Naruto, and Bleach. And I think Naruto is really fucking good. I didn't have respect for it until I was convinced to give it another shot, but I think it's at least in high tier. Surely, both of them, 100%. Next up is Fairy Tail. Haven't seen that shit. Surely y'all haven't seen Fairy Tail.
I haven't seen
it. Have you seen Air Gear?
No.
Oh, fuck yeah. You would love it.
I haven't even heard of that.
it's about skating. Really good. One of my favorites for my kid. It's very simple. You're a skater. When you beat somebody, you get their wheels. Their wheels have different powers. You slap them in your skates, you get those powers. It's about a kid trying to become the best skater in the world and skate the heavens. And it got canceled. Really good. I would put it in high tier, 100%. Let's do one that we surely we all know. Let's do Hunter Hunter. Hunter Hunter. We all know Hunter Hunter.
I'd say top tier.
But why? You seen Hunter Hunter?
Yeah.
It's good. Like, I've watched, I think, 4 seasons of it, maybe 5.
What the fuck?
And it never got boring.
Okay, so you've seen York New. You've seen... Mm-hmm. Have you seen Chimera Ant?
I was in that one when I stopped.
Yeah.
I've seen, like, the tower arc.
Okay, and then you've seen...
the arc where they were, like, doing the Greed Island or whatever.
Greed Island. That's my favorite arc.
Yeah.
How far are you in Hunter x Hunter?
The same as I was the first time I told you. I haven't watched any more of it, really.
Same. Wait, where were you the first time you told me?
I was watching where Gon is about to fight Hisoka.
Bro.
Yeah, I didn't watch that much of it.
Dude, Hisoka makes me so angry.
Why?
Because he's so cool.
He is.
But he's so weird,
That's
bro.
That's what makes him cool. He's weird. Like, it makes him enigmatic.
Okay. I don't think him liking Gon makes him cool. But I think him being cool makes him cool. But it is definitely shock value.
Yeah, of course.
When he goes, oh, Gon, and then it zooms in on his cock, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I feel like it's one of the best animes ever made, surely. I mean, hot take. I think Chimera Ant arc is a great arc. But I do think of Chimera... Oh, this... I almost got canceled over this take. Canceled. Mm-hmm. I think Chimera Ant arc is the worst arc. Because it just waffles way too much. And it's the longest arc. And the moments aren't even that good. It has good moments, but it takes way too long to get to them. But it's the GOAT. It's got to be in God tier. Surely it has to be in God tier.
Yeah. I can agree with that.
Cool. Let's do it. Have y'all seen Gurren Lagann?
Nope.
Just put it in God tier. Everybody knows it. Okay. Everybody knows it. it's the best. Let's do one that everybody fucking knows. Where the fuck is some bullshit? That one sucks. Oh, Samurai Champloo.
I don't know that one.
Okay, fuck it. Let's go.
I didn't watch that. Yeah, I remember whenever it came out, I didn't watch it.
Shit, there's so many. You keep scrolling. There's so many fucking obscure ones. No, I haven't seen Samurai Champloo. There has to be one. Fucking fuck Gundam. There has to be one. Keep scrolling. Yeah. What the fuck is that? What did you just touch? Batum? No, there's no fucking shot. I mean, I've watched fucking Batum, bro. Okay, then I'm gonna just fucking go to Kuroko's basket. One down, four to the left. Left, left, left. You're there. That one. Kuroko's Basket. I know y'all have probably not seen this.
Nope.
But you really should. It's one of the best sports anime ever made. It's about basketball.
Could have guessed that.
Yeah. the main character's gimmick is that he's so bad at the sport that nobody notices him, which gives him temporarily invisibility, which leads to some really cool shit. And then they do a really cool swap where the main character is no longer the main character and his buddy becomes the main character. And it's so fucking cool because his buddy is really good at being invisible and making setup plays, but his homie can dunk from half court.
Oh, shit.
Which is insane. it's so cool. So, yeah, I put that shit in a high tier for sports anime. And then, can you pull up Code Geass, which was 2 to the left of Kuroko's Basket?
Oh, Code Geass.
I mean, go ahead.
I love Code Geass. I would put this probably like in the God tier, maybe high
but
tier.
Why?
It's just so fucking good. Like, it's rare that I watch a show and I'm actually like genuinely shocked when things happen. But Code Geass was a show where like I kept getting surprised.
What was the number one most shocking moment without spoiling it?
Probably like the very ending.
The very ending?
Yeah, I didn't expect that at all.
I've heard they're going to retcon that.
I wouldn't mind that. I mean, I thought it was a good ending, but I was like upset.
I think it is a very Adult Swim anime where the moments are very good, but sometimes getting to those moments, there's a lot of waffling and there's a lot of filler.
Yeah, the beginning is definitely kind of slow.
Yeah, I think there's also an absurd amount of fan service that I actually did not mind in the show because I feel like the females in the show are really fucking hot. And definitely looked like adults. So it didn't feel weird.
Spoiler, though, they're not.
Yeah, but they look like him.
What a surprise.
they look like him. I think the craziest thing is when, and Asmin, I don't want you to look at me when I say this, mm-hmm. when it's the mid-season finale of season two, and Lelouch uses his Gios for the pink hair trick.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was actually horrifying to me. Like
straight up.
When that happened, like I said, because most shows, like, you know, like crazy shit will happen. You'll be like, oh damn, that's cool. Yeah. But it's rare you're actually like yeah. when watching a show.
Oh, that shit was insane to me. And it's also led to some, I know you don't care. It's also led to some of the greatest porn of all time for anime because of Lelouch. I mean, he has hentai powers. That is literally the hentai protagonist's power for so many animes now. Here's a show that I think y'all have watched that I haven't seen. Have y'all seen Mirai Nikki?
I've watched no. it.
Okay, can we talk about that? Because I don't know anything about it. Should I watch it? It's Five to Left. Wait, no, that's Up and Lied. That's Up and Lied.
I think it's
yeah.
one of those shows again, where like it's...
For Elf and Lied?
Oh, I thought we were talking about Mirai Nikki.
Yeah, we're swapping to Elf and Lied. Have you seen Elf and Lied?
I've seen part of it. I didn't finish it.
No.
Oh, fuck that show. All right, keep scrolling. Oh, Dragon Ball Z. One row down and then like eight to the right. Yeah, there you go. Y'all seen Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Okay, good. How far have you seen the Dragon Ball Z?
I don't know. Like, I remember like whenever I first was watching, it was like Frieza saga.
What color is Goku's hair?
It was yellow.
Okay, so we're past the Frieza saga.
Yeah. No, it was, I think, Majin Buu. That was
You've
as far as I
Majin
saw.
You've seen Majin Buu?
Yeah.
Damn. Did you ever see any of Dragon Ball?
Only like a very, very little bit of it that I don't remember very well.
Okay, so how's Goku doing where you're at? But yeah, I'll just ask, is he dead or is he alive?
I think that's changed once already.
Okay, yeah.
I think he got killed and then he came back or something yep. like that. Yeah, I don't remember exactly.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, because I whenever I said I watched it, I mean, like, this is when I was 12, right? I mean, like, yeah, I don't really remember it very well.
Dude, I used to watch Dragon Ball Z with my brothers, both of them in the same room, and I would get so excited to watch mm-hmm. this. I would get full body goosebumps, and I would start uncontrollably laughing at how awesome it was.
Yeah.
Dude, seeing Goku, this show is so fucking old. We can talk about it. It doesn't even fucking matter. When Frieza... Kills Krillin in front of his best friend Goku, and then the dark clouds start rolling in, the lightning starts striking, and Vegeta, bleeding out to his own death, says to Frieza, "You don't understand. He's the legendary Super Saiyan." And Frieza goes, "What? It cannot be." And then you see Goku saying, "You'll pay." While his pupils go disappear. His hair starts glowing yellow. Electricity starts going off of his body. Holy fuck, dude. The start of Dragon Ball Z from the Saiyan saga to the Frieza saga is some of the best storytelling ever. Ever, dude. Like Vegeta and Nappa come to fucking Goku's house because of... Well, no, Raditz comes to Goku's house because he wants to kill his kid and kill Goku. And then Vegeta and Nappa come. Because the other thing is, people need to understand...
I don't know any of the story of Dragon Ball Z. Oh. I don't know anything that happened. I just remember the fight scenes and it was really cool. Uh-oh. And then like Cell wanted to do a tournament... And then Majin Buu was like skinny and then he was fat and then he was a kid. Why did this happen? I don't know. He's made of like Play-Doh or something like that.
Yeah.
But he's really strong. I don't know why, but they get him anyway.
Yeah.
Like that's about it.
Majin Buu becomes a good guy, by the way.
That's interesting. Yeah. I wouldn't have expected that.
A lot of people don't understand this for why Krillin's death was so impactful. And that's because up until that point of the story, if you've died once... then you can never be revived again. You can't re-revive.
Yeah.
And people say, well, Krillin didn't die in Dragon Ball Z. He didn't, but he did die at the end of Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
He gets killed by King Piccolo's, one of his minions. Gets completely fucking impaled and killed.
Ooh.
It was brutal. And so, you gotta, for most people watch, like, oh, they'll just Dragon Ball him. But for me, I'm like, oh my God. He's gone forever. This has never happened. He cannot be wished back. So when they found the, like, oh, well, we can use the Namekian Dragon Balls to wish him back because they don't have the same rules. Oh my God, it's so good. But goddamn, Dragon Ball Z has become so fucking bad now, it's insane.
Well, I mean, it's that they're just trying to milk it.
They
you
are.
Know? I mean, that's probably what's going on. I'm not sure, but I would assume that's what's yeah. happening because that's usually what happens with shows like that.
It has its moments, right? Because it has good moments. It's fun. Ultra Ego is really cool. Ultra Instinct. Because, for example, I'm not even shitting you, okay? So it goes base Goku. Kaioken 1. Kaioken can go up to 100, okay? Then there's Super Saiyan. Super Saiyan 2, Super Saiyan 3,
right.
Super Saiyan 4, that's retconned. Now it's only GT, it's no longer canon. Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan, Super Saiyan Ultra Instinct, Super Saiyan Ultra Instinct Awakened. Then there's base form Vegito, Super Saiyan Vegito, Super Saiyan 3 Vegito, and that's just for Goku. It got to a point where in Dragon Ball Z, you used to have to earn your power-ups, but now it's got to a point where, I'm not even kidding you, Piccolo becomes one of the strongest characters again. He becomes stronger than Goku and Vegeta down the line. Do you know how he did?
No.
Because they just got the Dragon Balls and said, I wish I was the strongest guy.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And then Piccolo became orange. And then Gohan also falls off tremendously. Because Gohan was the strongest Super Saiyan at a point with Super Saiyan 2. But then, you know, they didn't like him anymore because there was riots in Japan. Did you ever hear about that?
What? No.
Yeah, so Gohan became stronger than Goku, so Japan rioted. And they had a statue of Goku in Japan that people like pulled over and said the series is ruined because Gohan's stronger than Goku now. So then Akira Toriyama changes it, makes it about Goku again. Gohan's a bitch, but now people are upset about Gohan being so weak because they used to like him in the Cell Saga. So because Gohan has studied bugs, well, now he's the strongest character in the show.
Holy fuck, man. Like, I mean, at a certain point, it's kind of like, you know, those show, like, even yep. games like Warcraft is like this. Like, the story's been going on for so long. So much shit has happened. It's like, come on. Can't you just wrap it up?
Yep. Nope.
Can't we just move on?
Dude, it's even crazier. So, Frieza was insanely racist. So, you know how, like, there's racial minority Hunter Zoro?
I've heard of that.
Yes.
In One Piece.
Yeah. Minority Hunter Zoro, where like everything lines up.
He only wants to fight black people or something. Yeah.
That's the one. Well, Frieza was just like legit racist. And he would call Saiyans like, oh, monkeys. Okay, fucking hate all Saiyans. Super racist.
Yeah.
So you know what they did?
What?
They made Frieza black, so it's okay.
Oh my.
Yep. So now
how did he turn black?
Oh, okay. So the thing with Frieza is that the whole gimmick with Frieza is that Frieza was that strong and he never trained, ever. So Frieza finally trained for 1 week and he unlocked.
Made him black?
Well, it made him gold.
Oh,
and
okay.
And then he trained for 1 year. And now he's black.
Oh my God.
And so now he's known on the internet as cultural appropriation Frieza.
What the fuck?
And they draw him in like Supreme outfits, like tatted out of his mind. It's so funny. Anyways, I can talk about Dragon Ball Z for fucking days, bro. I love that show and I also hate that show. And I'm still going to watch everything because Broly is so fucking cool. And Beerus and Vegeta. Goku fucking sucks. Regardless, Dragon Ball Z. Also, Dragon Ball is also the best out of the entire franchise. People should watch that shit. Although it did age poorly with the shit they make Bulma do. I put Dragon Ball Z in high tier for sure.
Okay.
I feel like that has got to be it. I feel like
there's still so
there's,
many.
There's like
wait,
so
how many,
many
did we do?
We did a pretty good amount.
Well, so which one? Eight. What's one that you think deserves to be in God tier, MA?
That's not there.
Yeah.
Okay, kind of an unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
I feel like One Punch Man is one of like the best animes, but a lot of people like shit on different parts of it. See, and I personally like Mob Psycho more than One Punch Man, but I just think One Punch Man's really fucking good.
Yeah, I think season one of One Punch Man is really peak.
Well, weren't people complaining about season two because of the studio, not the actual story?
100%. The story for One Punch Man, it gets even better.
Mm-hmm.
It does fall off at a point, but they're not going to be there anytime soon with the anime. And I think it has one of the best fights. Actually a good fight.
If it was someone who was like new to anime and they were our age, like an adult, I would probably recommend them One Punch Man.
Yeah.
This should be your intro to anime.
I will say...
Or maybe Death Note. Yeah, Death Note's kind of older.
I think Death Note is really good. I would say One Punch Man's also just insanely... Yeah, I would put God tier 100%. But I would like to say I do not fuck with Saitama at all. I feel like he's such a shit character. He's just a fucking bald guy, beats everything one hit, who cares? I think One Punch Man is carried by the cast 100%.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Do you like Garo? He's my favorite character.
Which one's that?
Garo is the guy who thinks he's evil and he thinks he's a monster. He has white hair. He's introduced in season 2. Because there's Saitama, Baldi, there's Genos, the robot, there's Speed of Sound Sonic, and there's Garo. Hand-to-hand combat, thinks he's a monster. Regardless.
Yeah.
He's the best character in the show. And in the manga, holy fuck, he's so goddamn cool. And then after the fight that Garo has with, you know, Baldi, goddamn, the manga falls off so fucking hard. Regardless, I would say it's in God tier 100%. Well, boys, it was fun, but now we're done. I hope y'all enjoyed the steak and eggs overcooked. That was a fucking yap fest, and that was dope as shit. Hope you guys...
I didn't know Dragon Ball Z went that far, man. I had no fucking idea. Like, you're a Super Saiyan effectively 9? Like, oh my God.
Yep. Yeah, because there's Dragon Ball Z, and now there's Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah, yeah.
And God, Goku is such a bitch, bro. Because everybody's a bitch compared to Beerus. And then there's also Zeno. Anyways, let me know if y'all enjoyed this. Mm-hmm. If you want to see more, let us know. And if you want to see your favorite show and how it ranks, feel free to leave a comment for what that is. And if enough of y'all liked it again, maybe we'll continue. Who knows? Regardless, hope you all enjoyed this. Hope you all had fun. And we'll see you on the next one. And as always, thank you for supporting the Patreon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Cloudy.